At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Travis from Puyallup is. Travis, are you there?
I'm here.
Travis, were you tuned into the men's room at 5:40 yesterday for the cheat sheet?
I was not.
That's all right. You know what? It's Kicks for Kids Day. We all should be doing the right thing, and that's not listening for the cheat sheet.
Well, I'm still on Team Travis, Steve, so you got to get out of here.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Who put Humpty Dumpty together again?
King's horses and king's men?
No.
No one.
Yeah! What NFL team has a plant as its logo?
What?
What NFL team has a plant as its logo?
Plant as its logo. Pass.
What land mammal is most closely related to the manatee?
The seal?
No.
The walrus?
No.
Pass.
The lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins is who?
Billy Corgan.
Correct. What unit is used to measure the brightness of a light source?
Lumens.
Correct. What Australian food is made from the yeast extract left over from beer making?
Vegemite.
Yes. How many planets in our solar system have moons?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. In which organ will you find chyme?
The liver?
No.
Kidneys?
No. You got 4 correct there, Travis. Right. You did get 1 correct that was on the cheat sheet, so that's good.
Right on.
Yeah. There he is. There's our special guy.
Yeah. That's me.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Who put Humpty Dumpty together again?
All the kings.
No.
Mm. I was still eating my protein bar. Sorry. I swallowed
it. I'm swole now.
Oh, brain food. I don't know. Pass.
What NFL team has a plant as its logo?
Oh, crap. The Saints.
Yes. What land mammal is most closely related to the manatee?
I'd say a dolphin.
No.
A land mammal. I don't know. Turtle.
No.
A kangaroo?
No. Who is the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Billy Corgan.
He is. What unit is measured to measure the brightness of a light source?
Luminance?
Yes. What Australian food is made from the yeast extract left over from beer making?
Australian food? Bangers and
no.
Ash? I don't know. Pass.
How many planets in our solar system have moons?
3.
No.
6.
Yes. In which organ will you find chyme?
Your liver.
No.
Your kidney.
No.
Your heart.
No. What does Phil do for a living in the movie Groundhog Day?
Oh, crap. He works at a golf course.
No. Steve, you got 4 correct,
that
and
bad.
That is a tie.
Oh, come on.
4-4. Oh,
Travis, I'm disappointed in both of us.
Good job, Steve.
You too, my man.
So, the most
is it Vegemite?
It is.
Yep.
Mm. The land mammal most closely related to the manatee is the elephant. And let's see, the organ where you will find chyme is the stomach. And Phil in the movie Groundhog Day is a weatherman.
That's right.
Ah.
Oh, someone just texted in. Vegemite is one of the most disgusting things you could ever put into your mouth.
I agree with that and wholeheartedly.
And you've put a lot of things in your mouth.
Sure have.
The Daily Mix Show.
Everything going down that road.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we have a simple question that we need to ask you. We promise that it is a very simple question, but we do need your 2 cents. So please call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after a $169 donation.
It's not $169, Taryn. This one is $1,069. Big thanks to an anonymous donation. It looks like maybe, no, yeah, didn't put a name down, but you're a good person. Says, thanks. Kids need all the help that they can get. Can you please play Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies?
We can. Danny V, as I understand, your girlfriend Linda does something for you sometimes, and you deem her a saint for doing this thing. So can you tell us, what is this thing that your girlfriend will do for you when you ask nicely?
Well, it's not necessarily all the time. Last night was actually probably the first time she did it. She shaved my back for me, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I have a hairy back, and I didn't realize it until I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, hey, can I get you to shave this? Because I can't reach back there.
Did she use a blade, or did she use the electric razor?
Use the good old electric razor.
You know what's funny is because you mentioned it, and Taryn's like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. I'm like, yeah, my wife does that every week, pretty much.
Your wife shaves every week too?
My wife shaves my, well, the world of independent wrestling has made me do some strange things, from sure, tanning to also making sure that my back is not hairy. So I've had to have that conversation with my wife now before every wrestling show. I'll be like, hey, babe, can you shave my back? And she's like, I never thought in a million years I would have to do this.
Yeah.
Do either of them enjoy it?
Lynn loved it. She was like, I don't know why you don't ask me to do this more often, because she was just like having great time. She's like, this is so therapeutic for me.
And isn't it a weird feeling?
Yeah.
After you get your back shaved, like all of a sudden you feel like you're lighter.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it, but there's just something really nice about it.
You guys are packing around a lot of fur, it sounds like.
Patches of it. Yeah, certain spots. That's awesome.
Well, you guys get
you know what? When we go to our radio convention, I'll bring my clippers and we can shave each other's backs.
Let's go.
Well, based on this, we have a simple question we want to ask. It's the simple question. Let's kick it off with Travis in Bellingham. Travis, would you ask your partner to shave your back?
100% yes.
Have you?
Honestly, I don't even have a hairy back, but I got to say, it feels amazing. I don't know what it is. It just feels great.
Yeah. That first moment you put a t-shirt on and you don't, I don't know what it is either, but there's just something like, maybe that's what it feels like when you girls get Brazilians. I don't know.
Jess from Fife, our simple question, would you shave your man's back or would you ask your partner to shave yours?
You know, my man actually is not hairy, but if he was, I would absolutely help him shave.
See, I feel like I'm generalizing, but I feel like a lot of women just enjoy doing anything that's like popping. Like,
I
feel like the popping pimples, shaving backs, like these are like weird maintenance things. I think that they find fun in doing.
That's because we've evolved from monkeys, and that's how we used to like keep our men clean when we were monkeys.
Oh, I must have missed that class in history.
206-803-ROCK. It's our simple question. Matthew from Kirkland, would you ask your partner to shave your back?
Well, first of all, I don't have a single hair on my back, and I would never date anybody with a hairy back, so I don't know. No.
No. I even had the moment where I was like, you know, I'll just get one of those back groomers.
Oh.
And my wife's like, no, you can hit me up. I'll do it whenever. I'm like, wait, I think secretly you don't mind doing this.
Wait, then, are you telling me there's a product that allows you to shave your own back? Oh,
yeah. Yes. It's called Backblade.
Are you kidding me?
He just has the brand name ready to go. And it's BAK Blade. Backblade. It looks like one of those like little
God.
Like the little back scrubbers. Like, or like the back scratchers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And today you can save 20% when you bundle any back blade and dry glade blades.
Word is out. Every day, more and more men are discovering the liberating difference that back blade can make on their lives.
Are you guys going to rub your backs together?
Yeah. Who says we haven't already?
The Daily Mix Show.
Today is Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we cannot express how grateful we are for your donations. You can make one at KISW.com in the amount of $169, and we will play whatever song you'd like to hear.
Kyle Carlson donated $169. Thanks for doing this every year, and he said play anything, anything by Chris Cornell. May he rest in peace. So he figured what better song to play? I mean, this is the song that made us all realize what a great songwriter, solo songwriter he is. Seasons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Our Seattle Seahawks have extended general manager John Schneider's contract through 2031, Steve.
That seems like it's forever from now, but then you look at the calendar like, okay, that's like about five-ish years away.
I know.
What the hell is happening?
He's already the longest tenured GM in team history. He's led us to 10 playoff appearances and a Super Bowl win since 2010. I know you were pretty fired up about this morning.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this upcoming season's going to be. I feel like this could be the season where if it doesn't go well, or at least the next couple of seasons, then people will be like, oh man, we're stuck with this guy for a while. But I think he's made some good choices and good decisions.
Well, not everyone is optimistic like you are, Steve Miggs. Some are not happy at all, so we have to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of those comments on social media, mainly on the Seahawks social media pages, and we figured who better to read it than another great John. Your WWE champion.
John Cena.
You can't see me. Actually makes sense based on the first comment that's put out there, so you'll understand why once we read this comment. And here is Robot John Cena talking about John Schneider, general manager of the Seattle Seahawks.
Remember when he took his shirt off and wore a wrestling championship belt? Yep. That nerd is our general manager.
Oh, come on.
I was like, man, that's our general manager.
I was like, he got drunk, took his shirt off, and wore our championship belt in the locker room? That picture, I remember it was posted in a lot of places, and it started disappearing. I wonder if he was just like, yeah, take that picture off of our socials.
Get this down.
It's like, I had one too many Budweisers.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I was like, that's the kind of general manager you want. Drink with the boys, put on some championship belts.
Yay. Go Hawks. Fingers crossed we have another 9 or 10 win season. When are people going to realize that it was Pete that made this team great, not John?
Okay, so he's being sarcastic about
it. Sounds like it.
The yay part. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm always optimistic. Cautiously optimistic, but I'm still optimistic.
Yo, can he play offensive line? If not, what a waste of money.
Okay, well, it's not like that money would be going to the players. It's not like that's a hit against the salary cap that they re-signed John Schneider for an extension.
No.
And I think, you know what, when he took his shirt off, he looks like maybe he could stop somebody.
I'd put him in.
I don't know, maybe, as a backup.
What kind of blackmail does this dude have over the Seahawks ownership? How does he keep getting re-signed?
Naked pictures of Paul Allen.
Obviously.
You know, we don't ever want to see those get out there.
I love how excited people are that we kept a general manager that has managed to make what could have been a dynasty into a team of crybabies, hotheads, and religious dorks.
Okay, well, those crybabies, those hotheads, and those religious dorks are the reason why they even won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, take it back.
Or don't. I don't care. That's somebody's opinion.
When was the last time we were good? Makes sense to extend him. Neat.
Neat.
Neato.
Oh, they weren't bad last year.
No, we didn't get the 12-5 record that you were calling out.
We would have. A couple of things didn't happen the way that they should have. Like, they should have won a couple more games. But, I mean, they still were one game away from making the playoffs. And they had 10 wins. But that goes back to the earlier text message or a comment that was saying another 9 or 10 win season. I think, yeah, the next couple of years, people are going to get a little frustrated if they keep getting 9 and 10 win seasons.
It's not happening this year.
Do you feel like this year maybe they have a little bit of a longer leash because, you know, new quarterback, really just a whole new offense.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. I think this is good.
This guy had one good draft and one Super Bowl win, and now he's untouchable. Seahawks are dumb.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to say that. That's rude.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. The Daily Migs Show. We are so stoked to be celebrating Kicks for Kids Day. Steve Migs, we've gotten some insane donations this morning, a lot of them in the amount of $169.
And it's funny because people go, I get it, because when you go to a bar and you have, I know Danny's such a fan of the touch tunes, like the minute we get to a bar, he's on his app and he's spending whatever amount of money to play whatever he wants. And people are able to play whatever they want to hear on the radio this morning. And we've had quite the eclectic playlist.
Yes, everything from Taylor Swift to Pantera.
To Stevie Ray Vaughan, to Suicidal Tendencies, to Chris Cornell. And this time, thanks to John H. for donating $169 to Kicks for Kids. And you could do so at KISW.com. He wanted to hear, this one's bringing me back to my high school days, listening to or watching Headbangers Ball. Ugly Kid Joe's Everything About You.
We know that many rockaholics are just waking up and trying to keep the world straight.
And some people are waking up wondering, what the hell is going on with my radio station? Someone just said, I just started my first break at work. Please tell me KSW did not change formats. Oh my God, I'll burn the world. No, we are raising money for Kicks for Kids, and any amount of money is very appreciated. But if you donate $169 today, we will play whatever the hell you want during our morning show.
So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And outside of that, in the world of pop culture, there's a lot going down. So we're going to tell you what's trending. Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Let's go! Everybody and their mother is watching Happy Gilmore 2.
Literally.
Including my mom, Rosalie, and we made a little promise that yesterday we would get her review of the movie today. And my mom is on the phone. Mom, do you have Dad with you too, the National Treasure?
Of course I have Dad with me.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Good morning.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
So what did you think of Happy Gilmore 2? What's your review?
We both loved it. I don't know that I'd watch it over and over like some of your other listeners, but it was great. We really enjoyed it. I mean, the cameos might have been a little overkill, but you know, when you get to see Freddie Couples, Dad, just if you see Freddie Couples, the show was a hit.
That is funny. What is it, like 70 something? 74 cameos. You're saying that's too many?
maybe a few too many, but the soundtrack. The soundtrack throughout was fabulous.
I think the best part was when Jukebox Hero started playing and they had like that little montage of him trying to become a better golfer again. I was pretty fired up after that.
You know, when I watch a show like that, it makes me think, what would be my ideal foursome to golf with?
Ooh.
Okay, who would it be?
John Daly.
Yep.
Freddie Couples. And then, did you know Alice Cooper?
Yes.
A good golfer. I would love to play with Alice Cooper, John Daly, Fred Couples. If one of them couldn't make it, Charles Barkley.
Great choices, Dad.
That's a
that
party.
Would be my ideal foursome.
Nice. Well, that has a lot to do with the movie.
Well, I saw this in the movie.
Well, thank you both so much for your review of Happy Gilmore 2. I love you, and I'll see you later today.
Wait. The best scene. The best scene of it for me.
Uh-huh.
I actually like the original better, but the best scene in the movie to me is at the end when Scottie Scheffler is laying on the jail bed and they say, Scotty, it's time to go. He goes, well, what's for dinner tonight? And they said, chicken strips. He says, I think I'll stay one more night.
Thank you, parents. I love you guys.
All right.
Love you. Take care.
Bye-bye. The Daily
Mix Show. How would you like to try to take down Steve?
Let's go.
On Kicks for Kids Day. This man's record is 254 wins, 80 losses, and 63 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 850. And also, Steve Migs, if people want to throw down a $169 donation this morning, we're going to play their song.
Play whatever you want. We've played some weird stuff, but we also are about to play something awesome in honor of the man who just recently passed away, and that is Ozzy Osbourne. Leanne Myers donated $169 to Kicks for Kids and said, can you play Ozzy Osbourne's Suicide Solution? And yes, absolutely. That's a great song. I always forget about how awesome that song is.
Make a donation to support Kicks for Kids at KISW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.